Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President, Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished panelists. The Brazilian government thanks the expert mechanism to advance racial justice and equality in law enforcement for its visit to Brazil last year and commends its thorough and in-depth report presented today. Brazil is fully committed to the promotion and protection of the human rights of its population, and it is in our own interest to keep a transparent and open relationship with international and regional bodies dedicated to human rights. And for that reason, we have a standing invitation to all special mechanisms to visit Brazil. AMLR's mission to Brazil provided an opportunity to address a serious issue, that of violence perpetrated by police and other public security bodies, and to coordinate efforts and find solutions to foster greater respect for human rights. Since 2023, a key priority of the Brazilian government has been to reduce violence against people of African descent and to implement public policies aimed at this very vulnerable group. This commitment led to the establishment of the Ministry of Racial Equality and initiatives to enhance social participation and diversity within the government. It is also to note that the Brazilian government's invitation to AMLR was made in response to requests from numerous NGOs. AMLR's visit and report made a significant contribution to several public policies currently being developed, directly addressing the issues highlighted in today's report. For instance, to reduce lethal violence against people of African descent, the Ministry of Racial Equality has developed a program called Black Youth Alive, Juventude Negra Viva, in Portuguese. The goal is to reduce homicides and social vulnerabilities, as well as to promote intersectoral policies in areas such as public security, employment, health, education, culture, sports, among others. Moreover, the Ministry of Justice and Public Security has launched in 2023 a national program of public security with citizenship, PRONACI, with a goal to encourage local states and municipalities to build public security policies with a community-based approach and an intersectional perspective. And in October 2023, the Federal Supreme Court declared the Brazilian prison system to be in an unconstitutional state and called for action from all levels of government. In response, the federal government, in collaboration with state and municipal authorities, as well as the civil society, is developing another plan to address this issue called Fair Penalty, or Pena Justa. As noted in the report, the Brazilian Constitution has established a system for the distribution of competencies in public security, allowing federal, state, and municipal governments the autonomy to manage their own police and public security forces. Nevertheless, the federal government aims to share best practices and promote compliance with general guidelines to enhance police work through a human rights-based approach. For example, the Brazilian government is preparing a decree to regulate police use of force in accordance with international standards. This initiative will build on a previous decree that established regulations for the use of body cameras. The goal is to encourage adherence by allocating federal funds to public security. The federal government aims to enhance coordination through a constitutional amendment to strengthen the Brazilian unified public security system. The intention is for these general guidelines to be binding, promoting greater uniformity and accountability in the work of both the police and the prison system. Therefore, many actions are already being implemented to address the issues highlighted in the report. And I'd like to express Brazil's commitment to thoroughly examining the recommendations made by AMLR in order to make meaningful progress on this urgent matter. I thank you.